You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
Court podcast season 6 episode number. Chris, help me out.
I don't know. How many? What was we on last week?
Fucking on. We were on 17 last week, which means we're on number
18.
18. You don't sound sure of yourself. I don't like it.
Because you record with multiple people, so I ain't know if you haven't recorded or this was like. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't.
Oh, so you're right. King of the Court podcast season 6 episode 18.
Wonderful.
We could have discussed this before. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's like a live thing that I do like before every episode.
Yeah, but you, I guess.
I mean, ask me if I know how many episodes we're at in total. That I don't know.
All right then. I mean, I feel like we could have texted this like, "Yo,"
but I'm honest about it.
Season 6 episode 18. That shit cute, dog. Like, that's what you're saying today. No, you just leave me out there to dry like you always fucking do.
So what you're saying is after all these episodes you've been on, you've never heard me do this?
No, I heard you do this, but you put me on the spot about what episode we on is the first time. Mm-hmm.
Stay on your toes.
I guess. Some friend.
End of the shot clock. You got to be J.R. Smith.
Yeah, you threw me the grenade. That's what you did.
Got it ready to take that shit in. Kaboom!
Yeah.
All right, we'll jump right into the All-Star Reserves.
Sure.
Nope, but not. Sorry, that was a trick. Don't talk about how the Knicks fans thought they was going to be ready to talk some shit after the way they played a great first half against the Lakers. All the LeBron haters, they were sending me their shit early on. And then in the fourth quarter, he activated the takeover badge, and that was it.
I think. Certain players, I'm interested to see what everybody's record is in the Garden.
Oh, that's the King of New York.
I'm just talking about like between him, Mike, and Kobe, like what their records are in the Garden. I think Bron.
I think you can add Steph Curry in there too.
I don't know if he's played as many games in the Garden as those guys.
I mean, yeah. I mean, well,
like Bron and Mike.
Well, Bron and Mike because they were in the East,
right? Right. So, with them being in the East, they going to New York 3-4 times a year. Whereas Kobe might have went once, you know what I mean? But he played so much longer. I mean, if you want to throw Steph in there, but I just, you know what I mean? I'm just interested. Like, I think when you talk Mount Rushmore, Kobe, Mike, Brown, and whoever else you want to put up there as your fourth person. Is on your Mount Rushmore basketball, so that's why I was like, I'm curious, what's their records? You know,
they can't be 1, 2, 3, 4.
Who, Steph Curry and Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, you got Steph at the point. You can put Mike at the 2, Kobe at the 3, or vice versa. Bron at the 4.
I'm just saying, like 4 best players ever. Is Steph Curry the 4th best player ever?
Maybe.
No.
Who's better?
Still think I think Magic Johnson has more accolades. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is second in scoring all time. I mean, some people I don't put him up there, but some people might. There's so many other people you're gonna say before Steph Curry.
I don't have him fourth. I was just asking a question.
Yeah, I mean, you got Larry Bird, you got.
Nope. I draw the line. Nope.
I don't have them. I'm just saying people that people, depending on the demographic and the age.
Yeah, that was good. That was nice of you.
Yeah.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Magic, Kareem. Depending again on the age demographic, some people might put the logo up there. You know what I mean? Like, is Steph Curry...
Those people are no longer here.
Is Steph Curry worthy of the conversation? Absolutely. But, yeah, I mean, it was a great game. I'm interested to see, like, are the Knicks better without Julius Randle?
They didn't have OG Anunoby either yesterday, too, and they were pretty competitive.
Right. I think OG's the piece. I think OG's the Knicks version of Luol Deng when Thibodeau was at Chicago.
He might be. He's built the same. Plays the same.
Almost. Huh? Right.
He's built the same. I mean, you could give Luol Deng the ball to try to, you know, create his own offense a little bit more. But, yeah, well, I like
Luol
that.
Luol Deng was definitely better than OG Anunoby, but I'm talking about player impact, pieces, just like roles, and just if you want to compare, because the last time Tibbs had this kind of success was Chicago, you know?
Right.
So it's interesting, you know? I don't think Dante DiVincenzo's been talked about enough in the past couple weeks. He's been stepping in. I said that in the summertime, though.
I mean, that's because you saw it, but I knew it already.
Yeah. But just like, he's been like playing out of his mind. He's been averaging damn near dub since the trade. You know, especially when Randall's been out, he's been over 20. I think Isaiah Hartenstein is still a great backup big. I mean, he's serviceable to start, but I think he's just doing his job, energy, and everything. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think if they can keep this going when OG and Randall comes back, a lot of people are saying like Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think they're Eastern Conference Finals team yet, but if they get Milwaukee in a 7-game series, the Knicks can get them, I think, just because of Doc Rivers.
Oh wow. I forgot about that was crazy.
Know what I mean? And no offense to Doc Rivers, but Doc Rivers has shown in the last decade or so since he's left Boston.
That's a first. I ain't never heard you take a shot at a coach.
I'm not taking a shot at a coach, know what I mean? I will never get up publicly and say, yo, Doc Rivers can't coach, or Doc Rivers isn't a good coach. We're not saying that. Doc Rivers has proven himself as a coach. That's why he keeps getting jobs. However, in the last couple years, first with Embiid and now with Giannis, where he has superstars that are kind of larger than life, you know, or above certain things of a different echelon, you know, he hasn't done well in the playoffs with those caliber players. So, and not every coach can coach a player like that. Like,
right.
I have friends like Deontay Christmas is an assistant coach at my high school, you know, on the varsity staff. He talks about his moments with Boston and how they bought in. I don't think he was on that championship team, but he was around that time when it was Rondo, Ray, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett. He talked about KG talking about sacrifice on and off the court and those guys kind of taking a lesser role for a bigger, you know what I mean? So that was definitely special. But yeah, like he hasn't shown that when he has somebody like a Joel Embiid or that superstar status, does he do well? So if I had to pick them to say, yo, you got to either get Boston or Milwaukee to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. If I'm the Knicks, I'm like, yo, give me Milwaukee.
You just want to see them lose in like 5 or 6 games.
Who, the Knicks?
Yeah.
I don't want to see the Knicks lose, man. I think basketball is I think the NBA is better when the Knicks are winning.
Nope.
It is.
Nope.
It is.
Nope.
It is, man. It is.
Let the Knicks keep winning and getting close and losing and be like the Buffalo Bills.
Damn.
If these niggas win the championship. You're already out of the city, so you don't even know the anarchy that awaits.
Oh, I mean, I pray for all of y'all if the Knicks win the championship.
Yeah, I'm gonna be away. If them niggas get anywhere near June, I'm putting in. I have more than enough time.
Shout out to LeBron. Out. I just seen him on a Louis Vuitton commercial.
Yeah, you ain't know.
No, I ain't know. It's another bag secured. Cha-ching. Hello.
Where you been at?
I've been at work.
More cha-ching for the king.
More cha-ching for the king.
Is that the episode? That's another title. Easy, right?
That's the episode title. More cha-ching for the king. That was very easy.
Cha-ching for the king. Oh, man. That was easy. Yeah, man. That was a great game yesterday. I got no trolling me. It's not fun. Tito's not here. Stevie's not here. Sharif's not here. There's nobody to mess with. So, you know, they did play a good game. The old man played defense for the entire fourth quarter. We really zeroed in on Jalen Brunson. I was about to say like he's a star, but he is a star. I said I'm not going to hate. We tried to make Josh Hart beat us, and it worked. I don't know why Tibbs don't take that man out, but it's okay. I understand it. Dante shot the ball well. Hartenstein played good. Anthony Davis. Why doesn't Anthony Davis win Defensive Player of the Year?
Why doesn't he win Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah, why doesn't he win it?
I don't know. He had a moment. He had a moment in the third quarter where he blocked two shots in a row, back to back in the same possession. And it led to a foul on the other end, but the blocks were very impressive. And I just said, wow, as old as for somebody as a veteran status in the league, fighting injuries, you know what I mean? Not too many bigs give that kind of effort at that kind of superstar status defensively. You know what I mean?
No.
But, no, I think Anthony Davis was definitely somebody who, like, definitely should have won defensive player of the year before. I think people forget he was the fifth leading scorer on that Kentucky team. Like, all he could do was block shots, and he was the number one pick. So I think his development, you kind of taking it for, like, you've taken his defense for granted because of how much offensively he's gotten over his career.
Yo, a man just shut off, like, an entire side of a court.
I mean, future Hall of Famer right there, so. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know, we don't really praise defense the way we should. We just, like you said, it almost gets taken for granted for the guys who go out there and do their job. But that's, like, what he does on the defensive end is, like, that's elite level. Like, it wasn't even just a block shot. Like, that was the highlight, those two blocks. I forget how many blocks he had. Yes, it was, like, five or something like that.
Right.
How he alters the shots, man. 1-5, like. Every night. But that was great, man. I was calling them the LAPD last night because it looked great defensively to close out that game.
Called them the LAPD? I feel like I'm not
even going to go there.
I'm not going to go there with you.
Why not?
I'm not going there with you. The LAPD is crazy.
Well, you know. When you start to hear it somewhere else, remember who said it first.
I got you.
LAPD was out last night. New York. Thank you guys for getting that win for me so I didn't have to hear none of this nonsense. My social media was quiet. My text messaging was quiet. And I got to enjoy the rest of my evening just like I wanted to. Because I was already sad that I had to work. And I was like 10 minutes from the Garden at that. I really wanted to go to that game, but it's all right. I will go when they visit the Nets. What else we got? Now we can get into All-Star Reserves. I'm sorry.
Before we get into All-Star Reserves.
We're never going to get into All-Star Reserves today, huh?
I got a question for you.
I'm listening.
How long if Giannis does not win,
if the
All-Star Game captain does not win, what will be? Will he get some negative publicity? Because will people start blaming him instead of the coaching?
He won last year.
What you mean, won last year?
He won last year. LeBron didn't win it last year. He lost his first time last year.
I'm talking about a championship.
Oh, I don't know. That's only the first half of the season.
Just saying.
Doc Rivers is coaching by default.
All right, but what I'm saying is, you, Mike Budenholzer was fired. Right?
Yeah.
Mike Budenholzer was fired, and they've never, it's unheard of, because they never finished as less than a 4th seed in the East.
Right.
Adrian Griffin probably gets the best start of any first-year coach at 32-13, and he gets fired.
Right.
So at this point, it's a lot of speculation, but a lot of it, how much of that is true and how much of that is false, we don't know. But at this point, Giannis seems to be unhappy and very critical of his two coaches. At some point, if he does...
He was critical of Budenholzer? I don't think he was... Well, I don't know about that. Was he?
Why? What other reason would suffice with him being fired?
Because he couldn't beat Jimmy Butler.
Okay. All I'm saying is...
Like, they've had some pretty disappointing playoff exits after phenomenal seasons.
I'm just asking you, with the trade of Damian Lillard, and the coach that started 32-13 got fired.
Lizzie gone.
Right. What is he? Is he going to get some negative rap?
So, because he's going to get villainized.
Right. That's all I'm asking. Do you think he gets villainized?
Yeah, when they lose in the second round this year.
Okay.
But we know that happens already. Like that. I mean, like, good enough for him that he won. He won, like, while we loved him before he became a villain.
Right.
Now he's going to become a villain because they're going to paint him out to be a diva.
Right.
Because these coaches have been fired. So now that's going to be the narrative. Like, unfortunately, like, you know, because it happens to all our favorites. You know, either they get villainized because they don't win, and then we talk about them as if they're scrubs, like Russell Westbrook, who's, what, 25,000 points, 8,000 assists, 8,000 rebounds, but he's the only point guard in NBA history to do that.
Right.
Yeah, why was that, like, not acknowledged at all, really? Like, very silently. It happened over the weekend, so I'll give it till tomorrow to see. You know, but it was, like, you know, very... very, very silent about it. You know, that's a big feat. You know, but he's never won a championship or anything. Just the MVPs. You know, like Harden's got some phenomenal records, and we speak about him like he's nothing. You know, but back to Giannis and the even the same thing with Dame last year. I said the same. I was saying that shit to Steph for years. I'm like, haha, your boy got one more year before they start to, you know, before the media turns their back on him. It's gonna happen.
I think as a society in sports, we put emphasis on a championship. I feel like we put too much emphasis on the championship because it's a team sport. But your overall greatness is predicated on winning the championship or not, which I don't think.
Can I ask you something?
I don't think that's ultimately fair.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
So how do we celebrate the guys like LeBron and Steph and the multiple championship winners, and then we shit on the guys who don't have any rings?
What you mean?
For not winning them. Like in the Jordan era, right? You have all these ringless players, right?
Right.
And we celebrate Jordan for going 6-0, but then we speak ill of Malone and Barkley and Ewing for not winning during that time period.
Right.
As if what they did didn't matter. Or they were bums or whatever the case may be. But then we celebrate one person, or even just even right now, like I use, even use Bron and Bron and Steph, and you can use your Chris Pauls, your Hardens, your Westbrooks. I don't want to bring up Derrick Rose because he got hurt, but John Wall during that era, your Dwight Howards, even though Dwight Howard ended up getting two later on.
Yeah, one. Right?
No, he has two in L.A. How? I'm sorry, he has one. One. Two stints with the Lakers. One ring with the Lakers. Yeah. One ring with the Lakers. Okay. I'm sorry. But even the one that he got, you know, Book didn't get it. He's starting to get a little very, very, very little of that. But just those players who, like, they haven't won, but they also played in an era with the guys who won the multiple rings and multiple MVPs.
So what is your question?
My question is, how do you celebrate one but bash the other for not achieving that greatness or accomplishing that goal?
Especially when one, only one can win it?
Yeah.
Again, I don't personally do that because of the reasons like that. You know what I mean?
The great Allen Iverson's, your T-Max. Like,
the great thing about sports is it's unscripted. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the greatest thing about sports is unscripted. I think that's what separates sports from everything else. The fact that it's completely unscripted. But again, I feel like somewhere along the line, your greatness was only determined by you winning a championship, which I think, again, is so... It's an easy argument to fight against, because then if championships are all that matter, then why isn't Derek Fisher regarded as one of the best point guards ever? Why isn't Robert Horry regarded as one of the best power forwards ever? You know, they're not.
I mean, well, obviously, I mean, your contribution to those championships do matter, but...
Right, but I'm just saying, like, again, team sports are team sports, but I don't think an old person's overall greatness should be determined based on a championship. And again, I've always felt like that. Obviously, you play the sport to win the champion. You play the sport to win the championship. I think that's the obvious. So I think that's what people will determine off what you play the sport for. But you know that people are going to eventually say, yo, like, you're eventually going to know, like, somebody's not going to win this championship. Like, Joel Embiid might never win a championship.
Like, ready to segue into that?
Luka Doncic may never win a championship.
Child, please.
He may not.
It's going to happen sooner than you think.
I'm just saying, like, for argument purposes, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander may not win a championship.
He pissed me off tonight. Ain't this nigga third in scoring?
Maybe. If not
second. Don't he average over 30 a game?
Yeah.
Why I took him for 25 and he gave me 23 in double overtime? And he played 48 minutes. Why, Chris?
They played back-to-back, didn't they?
Chris, why he only shot the ball 17 times and he decided to have 14 assists tonight?
Because that's the way the game
was. Why? Why, Chris? Why? He get 30 in his sleep in regulation. And 34 minutes.
Yeah.
He played 48 tonight.
I was thinking he came off a back-to-back, and that's how the game was going.
He played 48 tonight.
We just need him to
score. And he only shot the ball 17 times.
All right, man. I'm not speaking for SGA, man. What's the next?
Why?
I don't know.
Why tonight?
That happens all the time. What's the next segment?
Only leg. Why? The segment is Joel Embiid right now. Nigga, he about the guy. What, he only got like a partially torn meniscus? He about to have a little minor surgery. Them games, I said, it's over. No MVP for you.
No MVP.
How do you feel about this 65 games?
I hate it. However, no. I hate it, but it's something that the players approved of.
What, Sharif? What do you mean you hate this?
I hate it. Like, I hate I hate it because I feel like there should be other stipulations. Like, if you're out for injury, like a Joel Embiid, then, like, I hate the rule. Like, it shouldn't count against you. Like, Joel Embiid is averaging 35, 11, and 5 at the center. Let's say this again. He's averaging 35 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists at the center. Remember, somebody has to give him the ball.
He's averaging 35. The play is to give him the ball every time.
But what I'm saying to you is usually when you see astronomical numbers, you see the Shai Gilgeous-Alexanders, you see the Trae Youngs, you see the Luka Doncic, they have the ball 90% of the time. It's just how basketball works. No big man, maybe Wilt Chamberlain when he was playing against everybody's gardeners and next door neighbors, and Wilt can't control who he played against. When was the last time you seen a big average 35, 11, and 5?
Dude, have you ever seen Wilt Chamberlain highlights?
Yeah.
Tell me what he can't do.
Can't shoot.
That's bullshit.
Wilt Chamberlain can shoot the basketball like Joel Embiid.
That's bullshit. I don't know if he wasn't shooting the three, and Joel only makes maybe one a game. I ain't say he could shoot, but nigga, he wasn't out there bricking.
I mean, the game was completely different where the bigs, one, he didn't shoot a shot.
What you mean? The man was shooting fadeaways, Chris.
Past 5-6 feet, one. And two, there was nobody outside of Bill Russell that was his size. Everybody has a 7-footer in the NBA now. Everybody.
There's nobody that's the same size as fucking his size as Embiid. What are you talking about?
So Jokic is not the same size as Joel Embiid?
He plays him once a year.
What are you talking about? Miles Turner,
he plays the same size? He plays it. No, Chris. Then you mean the same.
Man, what are you talking about?
Joel Embiid is like 280, bro. Miles Turner's probably my weight. All right, what are you talking about?
Man, I'm talking about 50. Size, length.
You talking about height, bro. Bro, he is a legitimate 50, 60 pounds heavier than everybody he plays against.
Yes, but there's also
everybody, and he's skilled.
At least one to two people that's 6'10 across the
look, roster. Look, same thing with Jokic.
Right. So you mean to tell me that people
they both big and skilled, and they take advantage of it.
Same height as Wilt Chamberlain. That's what you're telling me.
Say that again.
So everybody was just as tall as Wilt Chamberlain.
No, not at all. But he was an athletic freak as well. There was probably, I don't know any other humans identified
that could match up with. I said that to start the argument. I said outside of.
No, I said that. I'm just saying he could shoot it too. Like you made it seem like
he could. No, he could not. There's no highlight tape of Wilt Chamberlain shooting jump shots, bro. His free throw mechanics were horrible. What are you talking about?
I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna send it to you.
Send it to me. Send it to me. Every highlight of Wilt Chamberlain is him dunking the ball, grabbing a rebound, running the floor. He was a freak of nature. Doesn't matter what era you put him in, he's gonna be dominant. It does not matter what era you put Wilt Chamberlain in, he's gonna be dominant. But for you to sit here and tell me that Wilt Chamberlain can shoot jump shots like Joel Embiid, you're tripping.
I ain't say he can shoot it like Joel Embiid. I can say he can shoot it. Maybe not the three ball. I got the tape. I'm gonna send it to you.
All right, bro.
Disrespect Wilt like that.
I just said you drop him in any era, he's going to be dominant. Where did I disrespect Wilt Chamberlain at?
Because you said he can't shoot it.
Because he can't. How is he saying you can't do something disrespectful? What are we talking about?
Let's get back to what you're not liking the 65 game rule. And there's not 82 games in the season, and missing 17 games, you should be eligible for an award.
I agree.
And you mean to tell me? Because of injury.
Why are you doing this tonight? Why are you not listening to what I'm saying? I said, if you're out for serious injury, I hate it. But if you're out for load management or you're just tired, and working class people like you and myself who pay $100 to $150 for a ticket come to see a certain player play and he's sitting out because he's tired, I hate that rule. I hate that rule, especially because Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, Kobe, LeBron, for their career, they averaged anywhere between 77 and 80 games played. through the year. So if you're sitting out for load management, I love the rule. It's great. But I feel like Joel Embiid, regardless of the fact he's going to be out with his meniscus, and because he wants to get this money, because you can't be mad at somebody for getting this X amount of dollars, he's out there literally playing with a torn meniscus because of this rule. Or he's playing to the point where he has to get a surgical procedure.
Got paid already. Halliburton is the one who probably going to miss out on money. This nigga damn near ain't got no fucking hamstring.
Halliburton's definitely going to miss out on money. And the crazy part is the irony of it all is your all-star game is now going to suck because the people you want to see are now hurt because of this rule.
They're not hurt because of the rule.
But regardless of the fact, Joel Embiid might take another week and rest. But you know what? I'm 4 games away from this rule messing me up. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play against the Warriors.
The rule ain't going to mess you up. You want it now, you got to sacrifice MVP over team success.
Yeah, but no, you're not. You actually lose it out on both because you got to miss games. The Sixers are completely different.
You miss out on more games trying to chase your MVP and making the injury worse. You sit out the games like you said that you need to sit out. You may have the time to recover, and you don't. And you can be out there a lot quicker for your team. Now you might – your season is done. He'll be able to play this season, but your season is done. It's done. We know that. The season's done.
Yes. The Jazz outscored Milwaukee in the fourth quarter, 40-13.
Glad I ain't been on that game.
Interesting.
You gonna get rid of the coach now?
Nope, can't. Haha.
What do you mean you can't?
You can't get rid of Doc Rivers. He's in the fourth game. What are you talking about?
Let me tell you something. I wouldn't be surprised. I seen a coach lose 30 straight games and get out of the question, and a coach be up plus what, 17 games, 15 games, or some shit like that, or whatever, and got fired.
There's no. So you know that they're paying
in the same Bucks. Season.
You know all that you know Doc season. Rivers is not getting fired. The Bucks are paying all 3 salaries right now.
Yeah.
The Bucks are paying Mike Budenholzer's salary on the buyout, and now Adrian Griffin's salary on the buyout, as well as Doc Rivers.
Right.
No way they fired Doc Rivers. You're just not going to pay 4 coaches at one time. It's just not going to happen.
Here comes the money. You got it. Pay whoever you want to. Get rid of whoever you want to.
It's still Milwaukee at the end of the day.
It is still Milwaukee at the end of the day. I wouldn't be surprised, Chris. That's all I'm saying. Whether they keep him or not. The way the league has been going with coaches and how they've been doing them, I just wouldn't be surprised. Let's try this again. All-star reserves.
You want to go with the reserves first? You just want to go with the snubs?
No, I want to go with the reserves.
Okay.
We got to give the reserves to see who got snubbed.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you had them. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
I'm afraid to open up anything because
I know on this shit here, right?
Yes.
All right, so we'll just do the snub. Who do you think got snubbed?
The nastiest Antetokounmpo.
Tell me how so?
Because they're second in the East.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a championship and he's on that team and he got Adrian Griffin fired. So clearly
he's an all-star?
Clearly he's worth firing a coach that's 32-13 to keep him happy.
The so, NASA's got the coach fired, not Giannis. So well, I think the problem?
The Antetokounmpos, man, running the league, bro. They're running the league,
The Alphabet Boys.
Yeah, they running the they running the league right now, good brother. You know what I'm saying? It's tough. So I think he got snubbed because you fire a coach that's 32-13 because the coach wants to get rid of your brother or get rid of him.
Sure.
And your brother says fire him. Now, mind you,
where's he going?
We'll jump back up. We'll jump back into this. And a guy like Tony Snell can't get signed because he has two children with autism and he doesn't qualify for the NBA's benefits like health insurance and stuff because he played 9 years in the league instead of 10. So outside of trolling now, now that I got that off my chest, again, I feel Scottie Barnes got snubbed. Trae Young.
I think the only person who got snubbed was Trae Young.
I mean, but again, I think between Sabonis, Trae Young, and Scottie Barnes, everybody that got in over them kind of were their team success. They had better teams. Those other guys that got in has better team success.
Right.
So, you know, hopefully this doesn't kick me out. So, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, let's do this.
Here we go. So, you want me to do the East or the West first?
You can do the East.
All right. So, your reserves are Bam, Paolo, Jaylen Brown, Brunson, Maxey, Donovan Mitchell, Julius Randle.
Right.
So, again, we kind of agreed. I mean, for us, I said Bancaro, Brunson, and Maxey. As long as they made it, I was kind of cool. And Donovan Mitchell. I just think Trae Young getting snubbed was just because of you got three guards that's reserves. So if you brought him in, like, it just would have been a guard thing, you know. And are they doing the draft again or no? They're going back to
college. Oh, it's back to East versus West.
Right. So I think it kind of makes the game a little unmatched. A little. Well, yeah, both sides have three guards as reserves. So I think it was just a lineup thing, you know, positional lineup thing. So if you look at it, Jalen Brunson without a doubt, Tyrese Maxey without a doubt, and Donovan Mitchell has been balling as of late as well. All three teams are better than the Hawks. Just it's Trae Young. Trae Young averages more assists than those guys, but points wise, they're all right there between Maxey, Brunson, and Mitchell. And you know, all those teams are better. So I think,
my turn.
Go ahead.
The Western Conference reserves Devin Booker.
Yes.
Stephen Curry.
Yes.
Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
Paul George.
Yes.
Kawhi Leonard.
Boardman gets paid again. Again.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Yes. What's the issue? Who got snubbed?
You don't think De'Aaron Fox got snubbed?
Okay. For argument's sake, who got in that shouldn't have got in over Fox?
I would say Paul George.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with that now.
I'm sorry. I know. It looks like every episode. I'm sorry. I know.
No, not going to say that.
And I think you keep Paul George. I would say Karl Anthony Towns.
It's hard, bro. They was first in the West for a long time. Now they're second. Like the Thunder has one All Star, and they were first. They're first.
They only have one All Star.
True. But like, it's hard to say, Carl. Like it's hard to argue against Karl Anthony Towns over De'Aaron Fox, where you're the number one team in the Western Conference.
I'm sorry, man. I think Fox and Sabonis have been a better duo than Towns and Edwards.
Individually? Like, just those two? Absolutely.
Yeah, they've been a better duo.
Absolutely. But that Minnesota team, I think, right now is on paper. Not even on paper. They're just playing out of their minds, man. Minnesota's playing out of their minds. Because I can't even say on paper that the Timberwolves are better than the Kings because I can't name you one person that comes off the bench for the Timberwolves. So, but I wouldn't argue I wouldn't argue Sabonis or Fox getting in. But again, I can't really argue Cat getting in. I think the biggest person, I think the craziest person that got in was, I think the craziest person to get in, I don't think Randall should have got in. Mm-hmm. But I get it because you need another forward. So what other forward deserved to get in? And I don't think Jaylen Brown should have got in. I would have been okay with Porzingis getting in over Randall.
Me too.
But congrats to Julius Randle again.
But but you can't take three from Boston. They're not that impressive.
I don't think Jaylen Brown should have got it.
Why?
No, man. I expect more from Jaylen Brown. I don't know.
What more do you expect? Some nights he's the third option.
Right. He's the highest paid player in the NBA.
Come on, that's just because of timing.
Okay. Regardless of the fact, it is what it is.
Like, that's going to change, like, dramatically. Like, that's like when Mike Conley was the highest paid player in the NBA for, like, all of, like, a week till Anthony Davis got paid. The next season, that was it.
We shall see. But I'm not disagreeing with your snubs. Outside of, I think the Nassis, Antetokounmpo should have got in over Julius Randle. That's it.
Okay. That's not bad. That's not bad. Let me see what else we got. What did you pitch? You pitched something to me.
Since we're on the All-Star game, What was the best All-Star game ever to you? It's a two-part question.
Oh. The best All-Star game to me was because this had a lot to do with it and the game itself. My favorite All-Star game.
Not your favorite, that's the second one. That's the second part. The first question is what was the best All-Star? Your favorite All-Star game might not be the best one.
I know. That's why I wanted to say that because everyone goes with that one with Iverson and Mulberry, and I don't think so.
That was my pick. But go ahead.
Yeah, but that's all right. I don't think so. I mean, well, I'm gonna tell you my favorite one is the one where Mike retired.
And he had the fadeaway over Sean Marion.
Yeah, and then
I knew you was gonna pick that one. I fucking knew you was gonna pick that one.
Why wouldn't I?
Huh?
Why wouldn't I?
I don't know. I just knew it.
I think that's an obvious one. I think it was which one? Kobe's first year, 98, was it?
That's my favorite one because my dad took me to the game.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. Talk about a memory. Shout out to Randy Harris. That's like father of the century like type of stuff.
So I remember him taking me to the Jacob Javits Center for the jam session stuff. I remember him taking me to that. And we end up getting it. Somehow, miraculously, he got to the game.
You talk about fucking.
That's fantastic, Chris.
And anybody that knows me knows. Huge Penny Hardaway fan.
Absolutely. That's fantastic stuff, bro. I never knew that.
I had the Magic. The Orlando Magic starter jacket, and I had the Flight 1 pennies on, and I went to the game.
That's fire.
Mm-hmm.
That is fire. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's a great childhood memory. I'm kind of speechless.
So, yeah.
And you were part of history, too. Like, that's fucking.
Huh?
I said, and you were a part of history.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that like make you even if you're not the biggest fan at that point, like you fall in love with the game or whatever it is, or just
yeah, you could say that. I think the craziest thing was for me, my first ever game when my aunt took me to. My aunt was a Knicks fan at the time, and she took me. My first ever game was the Knicks versus the Pistons,
right.
And I think as a kid, you don't care where you sit. You're just in the building.
No, you don't.
it was in the nosebleeds, but it was Grant Hill versus the Knicks. And that was like the year they went to like the green uniform.
Yeah.
Actual piston horse and not the piston ring.
Right.
So yeah, it was that. So, you know, that's where I fell in love with basketball. But yeah, 98 All-Star game was my favorite, but I think the best All-Star game was 2001.
2001.
Yeah. I mean, just look at the roster. Like, I think the only Hall of Famer that's the only person that's not going to be that's not a Hall of Famer in that game, it might be two, Lottie D-Rock and Stephon Marbury.
There's some sleepers. I think the one where Kyrie Irving won that All-Star MVP.
So,
and the 2020 one, right? That's the one they did. That's the first year they did with the Kobe Bryant.
You're kind of jumping the gun, right? So I was going to say, here goes my top five. I think the top five best All-Star games. My opinion. Uh-huh. 98. Right. 2001. Uh-huh. Cowboy Stadium. What was that, 2010?
Yeah.
When Dwayne Wade won the All-Star game MVP, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that was KD's first All-Star game.
Okay.
2014.
Okay.
When Kyrie won it. And 2021, where they did the first year with... Oh, no, that was 2020, to honor Kobe.
Yep.
Right before the pandemic. Yes. So, yep, those are my top five best All-Star games in my opinion. And I think one year in the 80s, I think the one when Magic Johnson played in 92 is up there.
Yeah.
You got to put that up there.
Yeah.
You got to put that up there. Not Mike's first All-Star game, but one of those in the 80s is a popular one. It might be 86 or 87 where you had Magic, Dominique, Kareem, Isaiah Thomas, Mike, Karl Malone, Kevin McHale, Moses Malone. I forgot what year that was, but like that one is also something that's like you gotta put it up there.
Could have been 88 too.
Huh?
It could have been 88 as well.
I think it was 88. It's one of those years. Obviously it was before we were born. But my favorite five, I would say 2021, 2001, 2003, 14, 2010, and wait. No, 98. 2003, 2001, 2014. I'm gonna take 2014 over 2010,
right?
Because the shit Kyrie was doing was just crazy. And the 2020, that's my top five.
That's a fair assessment. I like that.
Who you got, Steph or Sabrina?
Steph by a landslide.
By a landslide.
Yeah.
Okay.
The lights is going to be too bright for her.
You think so? I don't think so.
Yeah, the NBA Finals, I know so. I mean, the WNBA Finals.
Okay.
Lights going to be too bright for her. Is she shooting with an NBA ball?
No, she's shooting with her girls, with WNBA basketball.
No. Nah. She's shooting from the men's three?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the only thing where I think it'll kind of get her. Does she have NBA range? Has she proven that she has NBA range? Yes. But
we'll see.
To stand there and shoot the ball
30 times?
30 times from NBA range is a little different.
It's a lot different.
It's a lot different. With her shooting mechanics, her shot isn't the fastest. But she gets it off because she can shoot it from so far.
What's that? It's 25 or 30 shots?
30 shots. I think it's – no, it's. I think it's 30 shots. I think it's – it might be 6 shots per rep.
5 or 6 shots per rep. I think it's 5 shots, and then you got the 2 4-pointers now.
Oh, yeah. It's – I don't know the number. I don't know the number.
So it's about 20.
I forgot the number. But
it's close to 30. About 30 shots.
Years. They've changed it, but I still got Steph. But I could see Steph, like, losing, kind of bullshitting it. But I think it's dope, regardless of the fact.
Steph not bullshitting that concert, bro. I mean, that concert, that contest, bro.
I just think it's dope to have that.
Steph gonna try to beat that girl by a whole rack.
Nah, Steph is a nice guy. He's like, so.
If you say so.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's dope regardless of that.
It's gonna be.
All right.
Can't win.
What's your vote since we did this a couple years ago with Mac McClung? This Jalen LeCue, your guy. I first introduced you to Jalen LeCue, too. I want my credit.
That's a fact. Absolutely. I appreciate it. You forgot about Cole Anthony. I sat next to Greg Anthony in that championship game they won.
It wasn't a championship. It was just the last session.
No, it was wasn't the championship game they played in?
No, all the championships in Nike was at Peach Jam in July. So it was just they played four games in a session. That's the same thing I do now on the Adidas circuit when I coach. You play your four games, and then you get on a plane and go back. I think back then it was still five because it was what, Memorial Day weekend we went out? No, it was April.
It was April,
wasn't more.
It was the first week of the playoffs. I remember that.
Yeah, because we stopped at Pizza Hut on the way back and we watched the Miami and the. Was it Miami, Indiana, or was it Cleveland, Indiana?
We watched the game in a few places. We watched it. We remember we went to Hooters that night.
Yes, Saturday night. On the ride back.
Yeah, the ride back. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Was it Miami, Indiana? Was it Miami, Indiana, or was it Cleveland, Indiana?
No, it was Cleveland, Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does Jalen LeCue deserve to be in the dunk contest?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Do you think he wins the dunk contest?
Is Matt McClung dunking again?
No, like Matt McClung is fell off the face of the earth. Nobody talks about Matt McClung.
Oh, because if he's in the dunk, why not? He's the defending champion.
That was like 2 years ago. That wasn't last year, was it?
I believe that was last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Obi Toppin didn't win it last year?
I think Obi Toppin won it 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, 2 years ago to Matt McClung. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Jalen LeCue smokes Mac McClung in the dunk contest.
You think so?
What? Did you see Jalen LeCue jump over the guy the other day?
No, I didn't.
He, like, that's what started the conversation. Like, it was.
Well, he might be a great in-game dunker, which I know.
Cool. Jalen LeCue?
Yeah.
Jalen LeCue might be one of the most athletic kids in basketball, regardless of level.
Might not be as creative, though. You see the dunks that Matt was doing?
I think Jalen LeCue will do certain things that you just have. He in game cleared somebody. That's what started the conversation. Like they put it side by side, like Vince Carter.
You know, we saw those dunks already. Those dunks are 45s.
I think Jalen LeCue has the creativity. I might be a little biased, but I think he has the creativity.
Yeah, I mean, you know how I feel about him.
And I think it would be dope.
I don't think he's a better dunker than Matt McClung.
Like a dunk contest dunker?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right, let's finish up.
Let's finish this up, brother. Let's
finish this up. Hold on. We have Portland spoils Dame's homecoming.
Yep. I mean, the game wasn't that great.
It wasn't. It was very underwhelming.
Yeah, I just put that there just because. Just to talk about.
It was very underwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So do we need to talk about this?
No, not really, because it was much better things to talk about.
Okay, we can cut this part of the episode. However, who you got coming out of the West?
Who do I have coming out of the West?
Yes.
I can't give that answer right
now. All
right,
cool. First half. Give me your Western Conference semifinals.
Western Conference semifinals. Realistic. Probably be Clippers and Denver, depending on seeding. Maybe Phoenix and Oklahoma. Would love to see Lakers and Denver running back again.
So you don't have the Lakers going to the conference semifinals.
I just said would love to see the Lakers and Denver running back again.
That wasn't your first four.
I gave the realistic answers first, not the one that I would want. Really quick from last week, boy Bodega, he heard when we were talking about the what-if situations, and he said he would have chose if Odin and and Roy stay healthy.
Okay.
And he got it right by picking Julius Randle over Pascal Siakam.
I agree that. I don't think Siakam deserved to get in either. I agree with that.
Can't believe you're hating on your African brother.
I mean, we're all African in a sense.
Did you just say raw African?
I said we're all African in a sense.
Okay, I'm not like, Chris, what does raw African mean?
I don't know. I don't disagree with the Odin Brandon Roy thing. But we also had like LaMarcus Aldridge. Does LaMarcus, if Greg Oden stays healthy, do we get LaMarcus Aldridge? Was LaMarcus Aldridge before Greg Oden? Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. It's a very interesting take.
If that group stays together?
Yes.
So if that group stays together and they're healthy, and Derrick Rose is healthy, Derrick Rose still wins the championship?
Maybe.
Hmm. Told you, my good brother, there's a lot of scenarios that goes with that.
And just, again, we said the scenarios are endless. So in my scenario, yes, he wins the championship.
Not if that guy's healthy.
Brandon Roy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brandon Roy is definitely arguably somebody who you wish like stayed healthy. He might be like, if you had to put a list together, let's do that for next week. We'll put together our top 10 players of who we wish stayed healthy.
Top 10 for we wish stayed healthy. Yao Ming is on the top of that list for me.
Yao Ming wins the championship if he stays healthy.
What about tragedies? We want to do tragedies, or it's too sad?
That's too sad. Why do we want to talk about tragedies?
All right, cool. I just want to know if we would discuss Benji and Len Bias. All right.
No, I don't want to discuss Benji or Len Bias. No, that's too sad.
All right, go watch the 30 for 30 if you guys don't know what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Both are very good 30 for 30s.
Reggie White?
You said who?
Oh, Reggie Lewis. I'm sorry. I said yeah. Reggie White.
Yeah, well, Reggie White played football, didn't he?
Yeah. All right.
So that's your Western Conference semifinals. Nuggets, mm-hmm. Lakers,
mm-hmm.
Thunder, Clippers?
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
Suns, Timberwolves.
That's not the semifinals. Damn, the West is the wild, bro.
Yeah. And I gave you different teams, too, for each one. I'd be like a great NBA booker.
You said what?
I'd be like a great NBA booker. It's a wrestling term. I forgot you don't watch wrestling.
Yeah, I don't watch wrestling.
You gotta get your life together.
I do a lot of things. I don't watch a lot of things I need to get my life together for.
Hmm?
I said, there's a lot of things I need to get my life together for.
It's all good. I forgive you. All right, Chris. I like this Sunday night stuff we're doing here. It's a little different.
Very different. Very different. My four Western Conference semifinals. I'm stuck after that. I don't know.
That's it. Ain't nobody else.
It's really nobody else. I think the Thunder. You know what? No. I think. Yeah, the Thunder, Phoenix. I think if the Phoenix can stay healthy, I think they'll get it rolling at the right time. Frank Vogel's been there.
If Phoenix gets healthy, they lose to the Clippers in the second round.
And I'm going to go with the Clippers.
Yeah, that's the obvious.
That's my four. But that's the second round is the semifinals, isn't it?
Oh, I thought you were saying conference finals.
No, conference semifinals. That's why, because you can't pick who's coming out of the West. So I said, give me four teams.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, either way, I want to see Nuggets and Lakers again.
Let's see the Nuggets and the Lakers again. That might be a first round matchup.
It might be the way we're looking this year. I don't know. I don't see us getting above the eighth seed, though, at this point.
I mean, you guys are going to be arguably the best eighth seed in basketball.
Hey, we got a matchup with Minnesota.
Right. Which. Or OKC.
Or the Thunder.
Right.
And I'd rather play either one of them than anybody else right now. Right. In the first round with no home court advantage.
Right. And you let the 4-5s and like all that, like you let the Nuggets, Kings, Clippers, and Suns all battle it out in the first round. Ooh. Somebody's not going to be happy. Eastern Conference semifinals, go.
Eastern Conference semifinals, Bucks, Knicks, Sixers, no, Bucks, Knicks, Heat, and Celtics.
Agreed. I think the loss of Joel Embiid, boom, boom. I think that's their season.
Orlando might sneak somebody this year, too. So
nope.
Okay.
Not this year. Maybe next year.
Okay.
Not this year.
Maybe. Book it.
Maybe next year.
Just remember that I said that. They might win their first round, Chris.
What seed are they? The sixth?
Today.
So they would have to beat the Knicks in a 7-game series?
Let's see. All right, man. We'll do this again next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
All right, brother.